All right, here we go. Welcome to Crypto Plus, where we don't just recap the headlines, we ask what's actually around the corner. I'm your name, and with the crypto world changing at warp speed, today, we're diving straight into what 2025 could really look like.
I've got to say, the timing feels perfect. It's wild how much the space has evolved in just a year or two. People used to treat crypto as a niche, but now everyone from banks to artists is asking, what's next? And honestly, 2025 is looking like such a pivotal year.
You're totally right. Even the questions we're getting from listeners have shifted. They're less about, what coin should I buy? And more like, is the game about to change? That's why I'm pumped to start with a big one. Is Bitcoin really going to keep its crown?
That debate just keeps heating up. Bitcoin's still the face of crypto for most people, but it's fascinating to see projects like Ethereum and Solana genuinely challenging its dominance. Lately, I've noticed more investors diversify, almost hedging against the idea that Bitcoin will always lead.
That's such a shift, isn't it? There's still this almost mythic respect for Bitcoin, mostly because it's proven and, well, pretty bulletproof so far. But when you look at the numbers, Bitcoin's slice of the total market is shrinking as newer blockchains offer more utility or faster transactions.
What's striking to me is the way big players are thinking about it. I mean, digital gold is a powerful narrative, especially in uncertain times. But you've got younger investors now, and they're all about what you can build. DeFi apps, NFTs, all that. I wouldn't bet on Bitcoin disappearing, but its role might feel a lot more specialized by 2025.
And that actually tees us up perfectly for the next big topic, the technologies driving that shift. Because if it's not just about currency anymore, what's fueling these new ecosystems?
What excites me most is the blend of crypto and AI. It's not hype anymore. AI bots are already scanning thousands of smart contracts, flagging bugs before hackers spot them. That's a game changer not just for security, but for trust in the entire space.
Absolutely. And I keep hearing about these AI-powered trading tools that can crunch way more data than any human could. They're even starting to customize trading strategies in real time. And then, Web3. Gaming is exploding, especially with events like the Esports World Cup. Whole in-game economies are being built on blockchains.
I love that you brought up gaming. The whole idea that you can actually own your digital assets, skins, tokens, even your achievements changes how people think about value in games. And with more people spending time online, these virtual economies are starting to bleed into real-world finances.
It's wild, right? Suddenly, crypto's less about investment portfolios and more about, how does this tech fit into my everyday life? Which raises the big question, how does anyone keep up with all this?
Honestly, it comes down to being picky about what you back. I've seen way too many folks caught up in hype cycles chasing coins that sound flashy but aren't solving a real problem. The projects that stick tend to have actual utility, not just speculative buzz.
I couldn't agree more. Sometimes it feels like the space moves at the speed of light. One minute there's a hot trend, the next, it's old news. That's why keeping up with podcasts and credible sources, not just random social media posts, can make all the difference.
Absolutely. And people forget about risk management and all the excitement. No matter how promising a project seems, you need to set boundaries. Never invest more than you're willing to lose. That mindset honestly saves people a lot of regret.
Couldn't have said it better. Before we wrap up, I want to remind everyone this is just the start. Next episode, we'll dig into how Web3 is set to shake up entertainment and gaming specifically. Any final thoughts before we sign off?
I'm just excited to see where our conversations go from here. The community's questions are honestly some of the best out there, and I can't wait to break down what's coming for entertainment, gaming, and more.
Thanks for coming on today. It's been a blast. For everyone listening, if you want to share your questions or ideas for future episodes, follow us at your social media handle or username. We'd love to hear what you're curious about. Until next time, keep exploring what's next in crypto.
Take care, everyone. And remember, the only constant in crypto is change, so stay curious and stay safe. See you on the next episode.